There's no question about who is America's strongest ally in the Middle East. It's long been Israel. Tomorrow, Israeli voters head to the polls. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has staked his political survival on a hardline nationalist view. He's warning that if he's not reelected, a coalition of leftists and Arabs could seize control of the government. Arab Israelis make up more than 20% of voters there. The World's Matthew Bell has been speaking with Arab voters in the city of Nazareth.
Here we go. Let's restart the show with the next class.
People in this part of the world have been breeding Arabian horses for thousands of years. Today's competition is in a rural area outside of Nazareth. Jewish and Arab horse lovers sit in white plastic chairs in the shade and watch the show. As each horse is led into the corral by a trainer on foot, people in the crowd make noise to get the horse agitated. The animals just show better this way, a man explains to me. The point is to make them a little scared.
It will make the horse back to the nature.
Here.
If he's scared, he must defend himself, because this you will see him very strong and very beautiful.
Making a big body, big tail up, head up.
Hand up, tail up,
Standing nearby is Anan Abed, who runs a family horse farm in the area. He's 30 years old, married, with a second kid on the way. He says he's never bothered to vote in a national election before, but this time is different. He says he will be taking part in Tuesday's election, his first ever. Why? Because he wants to help vote Benjamin Netanyahu out of office.
Because he like to be problem all the time. Because he don't like to be with it's going good with the Arabians and the Jews. We live together. We can't continue the life together. We need to change. That's it.
Back in April of this year, Arab Israelis voted at an all-time low. Only 49% went to the polls. That's compared to almost 70% of voters nationwide. Here at the horse show, it's easy to find Arab citizens of Israel who say they still have no intention of voting on Tuesday. 24-year-old Mohammed Ghazi, a restaurant worker from Nazareth, says he's got zero interest.
It's not that I don't want to vote for Arabs or for Jews. I'm just not interested in politics.
Ghazi says elections have no impact on the lives of the Arab minority in Israel, so why bother? One reason given for voter apathy in the last election was squabbling between Arab candidates. They ended up splitting into two party lists, dividing the Arab vote. This time around, all the big names have managed to unite under one joint Arab list. Polls show that it's the third largest party in Israel, and it could capture as many as 13 seats in parliament. That's as high as they've ever gotten. But first, they're going to need to overcome a fair bit of skepticism.
Our young people are feeling it is not happening. And this is why we need to talk to them and to tell them that they have the power to change us.
That's Aida Touma Slimane. She's been a member of parliament since 2015. She's number 5 on the Arab joint list. I meet her in a residential neighborhood in Nazareth, where she's handing out campaign literature.
This is an election where this country is going to choose to continue toward very fast apartheid and fascist regime, or to choose to do a small shift and to give people hope that we can build a different future.
Touma Slimane says the timing of this election is critical. The Trump administration is enabling the Netanyahu government's goal of building a greater Israel, where Jewish rights come first, above those of Israel's Arab citizens. But she says it doesn't have to be that way.
We have almost 1 million voters. If we have high percentages, if we have high percentage of voting, we might do the shift.
She says that's why the Israeli right wing has been working so hard to suppress the Arab vote ahead of this election. In the final days of the campaign, Netanyahu tried to pass a law to install cameras at polling places in Arab towns. Activists say it was just a last-minute effort to intimidate voters, and it might end up backfiring. The bill was eventually shot down. I asked Aida Tuma-Sliman about the disagreements among Arab leaders that have diminished their unity in the past. She herself is a self-described atheist from a Christian family. There are also socialists, Islamists, and Arab nationalists on the party list. So just how unified are they?
When you look at it from that point of view, it looks like there are huge gaps between us. But in the Israeli politics, we face the same discrimination. We share together the fact that we have problems in our education system, in employment for our young people and young women. We share so much.
Back at the horse show, Shaheen, the Arabian colt, just won a gold medal. His trainer, Mohammed Najami, says he will vote for the Arab list, but he's trying to keep his expectations realistic.
I feel that Arab parties represent me, despite the fact that their capacity, that what they have, is really very little.
How optimistic are you that the unified list can get more seats and be more beneficial for your community?
Nos, nos.
Nos, nos. Nos, nos.
Why?
لأنه مع يعني مع الأسف في كمان على الطريق إنه في مصالح شخصية.
Even though we vote for them, even though we empower them, after they win, they try to deliver as much as they can, but not much. They also have personal agendas.
The leader of the Arab joint list, Ayman Odeh, says that Arab voters are the key to this election. He could be right. If they show up in big numbers, Netanyahu will no longer be prime minister. Odeh also said he would not rule out joining a coalition of Jewish political parties in the next government. But that might be a long shot. Netanyahu's top rivals have not said publicly that they would be willing to join forces with the Arab joint list. That difficult negotiation will have to wait until all the votes are counted. For The World, Matthew Bell, Nazareth, Israel.
We'll have early results from Israel's election tomorrow and get the latest from our guy on the ground in Israel, Matthew Bell.